This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and as a country that is focused on inclusive growth. In an interview with a private media channel on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav informed that India is working on all five layers of artificial intelligence, including AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy.
Three major objectives. Objective number one, as the name of the summit indicates, AI Impact Summit. What is the impact of AI? How do you bring ROI? How do you improve productivity? How do you add that value in the people's lives and industries' lives? Second, make technology accessible to all. Our Prime Minister always focuses on democratizing technology. The third deliverable out of that summit is AI has great capabilities, but there are certain harms which AI can do. How do you put the right guardrails in the whole new technology so that the harms can be controlled and the benefits can be harnessed?
The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the World Economic Forum to collaborate on strengthening India's skills and technical and vocational education and training ecosystem. The ministry said that through this MOU, it will collaborate with the World Economic Forum to launch and implement a skills accelerator in the country. In Jharkhand, 15 Maoists were killed in an anti-Naxal operation in the Saranda forest of West Singhbhum district following an encounter with CPI Maoist insurgents yesterday. Among those killed were dreaded leader Patiram Manji alias Anil, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, and Rajesh Munda and Bulbul, each carrying a reward of 2 lakh rupees. Arms and other materials were recovered from the site while search operations are still underway in the forested region. 10 soldiers lost their lives and 11 others injured in a road accident in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. An army truck skidded off the road at the 9,000-foot-high Khani top along Bhadrava-Chamba interstate road and plunged into a deep gorge. A joint rescue operation by army and police was immediately launched. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah have expressed grief over the loss of lives of army personnel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kerala today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and flag off various developmental projects in Thiruvananthapuram. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The projects span key sectors including rail connectivity, urban livelihoods, science and innovation, citizen-centric services and advanced healthcare, reflecting the Prime Minister's continued focus on inclusive growth, technological advancement and improved quality of life for citizens. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that Viksit Bharat G-Ramji is introduced to plug loopholes that existed in MNREGA scheme. Addressing media persons in Bengaluru yesterday, the minister said that the new scheme assures of 125 days of employment instead of 100 earlier, assures of unemployment allowance, uses technology to prevent corruption and commission, and allows the Gram Panchayat to execute the program. The government has sanctioned more than 10,000 kilometers of road projects for Jammu and Kashmir, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Sikkim under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 4. The Ministry of Rural Development said that with the construction of these roads, approximately 3,270 previously isolated habitations will gain access to connectivity and critical services. India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms over Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh till today. Similar conditions are expected to prevail over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and West Uttar Pradesh. The weather agency has forecast dense fog over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 45 runs in a league stage match at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Chasing the target for 154 runs set by Gujarat Giants, UP Warriors were bowled out for 108 runs in just 17.3 overs. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Giants scored 153 runs for 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.